How Dry I Am, a classic swing tune for the theme today. How dry our fall has been. Counterintuitive since the roads are kind of wet this morning. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is our weather expert, Cliff Mass. He'll explain all of that in just a moment, but first, the forecast from Cliff.
Well, it's kind of drippy out there, but it's going to be relatively dry the next few days. In fact, it's been dry the last 2 months. First with the forecast, we have some low clouds over us, some very shallow showers over the lowlands, and a little bit of snow over the mountains, but nothing very serious today. Then tomorrow, a weak ridge comes over us, at least in the morning and the early afternoon. And so for most of western Washington, it's going to be dry, at least until dinner time. A weak front is going to be coming in late on Saturday. Now, that's going to be coming in from the north. So if you're on the north coast or up in Bellingham, you'll see the clouds and maybe showers coming in later in the afternoon, a little bit of fresh snow up in the mountains by Mount Baker later in the day. And that weak front is going to move through, and it's not going to give us a lot of rain on Saturday night. And Sunday, we're going to be back to the old boring stuff. The front's through. It'll be kind of cloudy, post-frontal, a few showers floating around, a little bit more snow in the mountains, but not much. So nothing very exciting. And then on Monday, the ridge kind of strengthens a bit. Still be kind of cloudy. Highs on all these days in the upper 40s here in the lowlands. And nothing much to talk about. It's really been an amazingly uneventful fall so far.
For me, Cliff, it's sometimes hard to even remember that it's still fall because it's actually been quite cold recently, but you've got the overview of the fall, and you're writing about the fact that it's extremely dry, actually, this year.
That's right. We've been around 50% of normal, starting mid-October to now, of our normal precipitation. So, that's pretty dry. We've had our cold spell and we've had a few strong fronts. But if you add up the precipitation, it's really been very, very low. And in fact, it looks like this is going to continue the next week. The reason for this dry condition is the fact that we've had high pressure, or what we call a ridge, that's been parked out there in the eastern Pacific, and it's not going away. We may have a day or two where it weakens out and a front sneaks through, but we have had this ridge that will not go away. And the strange thing is, I look at the forecast models out now a week or two ahead, and it's still there. So there's no real hope for a major shift out into the normal weather pattern where we get much stronger systems and much more snow in the mountains.
Now, what's interesting to me is I'm remembering Fogmageddon, and it feels so damp when it's foggy, but that's not actually bringing a lot of precipitation, and it's related to that high pressure thing, right?
That's right. Fog is moisture, obviously, but we don't get a lot of precipitation during those fog cases. And it's, again, the ridge. Why did we get the fog? That ridge was parked over us at that point, and that killed any storms coming in. We had inversion building up, and so it's all connected with the high pressure. Fog, even the cold air is associated with the high pressure. That high pressure shifts a little bit to the west, and that allows northerly flow to bring cold air in. So, the high pressure has not been exactly the same place, but as it shifts, we get either cold air or we get fog. It doesn't allow the big jet stream type storms to come in, the Pineapple Expresses, the big windstorms. We really haven't gotten too much of that because of the high pressure.
So is this good or bad for snowpack and water scenarios here in the Northwest?
Well, it's bad for snowpack. The snowpack is well below normal in the Cascades right now. And in fact, Snoqualmie Pass is not open for skiing. They only have about 9-10 inches there right now. That's pretty poor. And there's no guarantee they're going to get much more in the next week or two. So it's really uncertain at this point whether they'll be able to open for the holiday season, the Christmas break. Stevens Pass is marginal. They have about 27, 28 inches. Only the higher peaks, like Mount Baker and Crystal, have a good amount of snow that you have reasonable skiing.
And of course, it's really bad for air quality right now. Obviously, when there's nothing flushing out the air, it hurts people who have any sensitivity to that stuff.
Bad air is associated with inversions here. When we have high pressure over us, that has sinking air associated with it. The sinking is greater in the middle atmosphere than below. When you have a lot of sinking above, that causes a lot of warming aloft. less sinking below, less warming, and that tends to create inversions. So high pressure creates inversions. Also, we have light winds, so we don't scour out any of the pollution. So that high pressure gives us all kinds of treats. Lack of snow, lack of precipitation, fog, and air pollution.
But a silver lining maybe is that sometimes all of this leads to some really nice views around here of incredible weather dynamics and beautiful clouds.
Well, the thing is, we clear up often under high pressure, but the views don't last long because the air pollution builds up and that reduces visibility, and the fog builds up and that reduces visibility. So sometimes at the very beginning when high pressure comes in, we can get good visibility, but it fades quickly under those conditions.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe. KPLU News.